Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Republican Marcus Fedler, who is seeking the House District 78 seat in the primary against incumbent Jared Klein.
First, can you tell us just a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Marcus Fedler. I grew up in Fort Madison, Iowa. I went to school at Iowa State, graduated with a construction engineering degree, moved all over the country for about 10 years, moved back to Ainsworth, which is where I live with my wife and two boys.
And can you tell us why you've decided to run for this House seat now?
Yes, I was not happy with how things were going at the state. There's three key areas, I think, that are not being done well. One of those, the first one being representation of the people. I think that currently, if you don't know somebody or aren't connected in some fashion, that you just don't get return calls or emails, or you're just not heard. The second thing is our government budget has increased 40% in the last 6 years since 2010, and I just find that to be too much. My salary for the last 6 years has not improved that much, and I don't know that there's very many people that has happened. So I think our state's kind of out of touch with the people in that regard. And then the third thing would be to regain local control. And one of the things that I'd like to do or like to see done is our supervisors have more control of a budget that sometimes is mandated and unfunded. A large percentage of what they spend is not in their control. So what I'd like to see is that they would have more control over their budgets, can spend it the way they see fit, and then that eliminates the excuse for them that they don't have any control over or where that money is spent, and so they can act more accurately represent their constituents in that regard.
And regarding the issues we hear about education and Medicaid modernization and other aspects, what would you say are your top three issues that you would like to take into consideration if elected?
Medicaid privatization in this state, it seems odd to me that by imposing a intermediary between the payer and the payee is somehow going to be cheaper than the other way around. I have a hard time with that. The largest issues that I see that face the state are that local control issue. I think bringing back that control to our supervisors and our school boards gives them the autonomy to spend the money the way they see fit, and it more accurately represents the people in their area instead of being mandated by the state. So the third largest thing really is the question, should our government be doing it in the first place? And I think that question's never asked. It's just presumed. Since we're already doing it, we should do more. And what I think is we should ask the question first, is that a role government should play in our lives?
And you spoke about currently you feel that you're not able to reach out unless you're connected. What would you do to fight that if you're elected?
Well, one thing is the way you treat people in general. I think that goes back to what God said in Matthew 7:12. So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. So to me, everybody has a voice. We may not agree. The principle may not be correct, but at least we should listen and at least explain the position. And I think if you use the mentality that what role should our government play and answer that question first, I think the rest sort of takes care of itself.
And do you have experience in an elected position?
I have never been elected to a position other than at church or something like that, or like a social club outside of politics. However, I've been very active for the last 10 years in politics with candidates.
And lastly, can you tell our listeners why you feel they should vote for you in the primary over the incumbent?
It comes down to fight. The idea behind government intervention in our lives, from my perspective, we don't have a voice for the people. we have a go along, get along kind of mentality at the house. We've always done it, so we should just continue, and we should either raise or lower. I think the idea behind should our government play a role at all is not currently being accurately represented at the State House by anyone. And I think that if you bring that message to the floor, that it will resonate and hopefully will encourage change.
That's been today's Washington Page with Marcus Fedler, who is seeking the Republican nomination for House District 78 in June's primary. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.